Welcome. I think I have a mic. Do I have a mic? Can you hear me? Hello, hello, hello. Oh, now I can hear myself. Wasn't that wonderful music? And I noticed it was accompanied by music from the hallway, children with bells. My name is Eleanor Scott Myers, and I am here as a gift to my life and to these two men who I have known for so many years, 40 to be exact. So every wedding ceremony ought to open with a welcome to those of you who are here. And so it is my privilege and honor to say on behalf of Charles and Michael, welcome and thank you for coming. This is such a great and important day. And I want to thank you not only for being here today, but I want to thank you for your support of them and their love and their relationship across the years. And I want to lift up your courage as individuals and as a fellowship, those of you who belong in this house. I want to lift up your courage to stand with them on behalf of marriage equality here in the state of Kansas. Your work, your strength, your tenacity, your bringing of all of your time, your talents, and even your treasure in support of marriage equality, I think is exemplary. And so I thank you. And Michael and Charles have asked me again to thank you. This is a really important moral stand that we take today. And we're taking it together. And we could not do it without all of you. So, now, we gather today to create a sacred space into which these two and all of us might step as we come together to honor and to bear witness to the power of love. We will share in a time of words and vows and music. Imagine that. Sounds like a wedding ceremony, doesn't it? Hallelujah. So come, let us begin. Let the earth and the sky and all living things take notice. This is a dance of love, of miracles, of justice. Justice denied and justice realized. Come, let us be in love with one another.
We gather from all directions in this time of change to celebrate the love in this marriage, a grounded love with a wide embrace. Winds of change blow through this company. We welcome the touch of spring. Fire of passion, melt our hearts as we celebrate Charles and Michael's marriage. Rivers of love flow through us and with us over life's ups and downs. And soil of stability embrace each and all when we rest with our earth home.
This morning, my daughter Iris said to me that love is the guiding force that connects us all. She made me think of my favorite verb in Portuguese, which is ligar. It means to link, and it must have the same root as our English word ligature. It's a beautiful bonding word. Love is the linking force that makes us human.
Love is facing the unknown and not knowing what the future holds, because none of us do. Knowing who you want to be with when it does come.
I light this chalice in the name of love so that my children and your children can love and marry whomever they want, wherever they want.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here to witness the marriage of Charles Dedman and Michael Nelson. We come to share in their joy and to ask the Spirit of Life to bless their union. Michael, I'm remembering the day back in the 70s when you told me you had someone you wanted me to meet. You were in love. And you wanted to share your joy with someone else. The two of you came. We smiled a lot. We talked. We ate strawberries, as I recall. It was a moment in time, still precious as seen looking back. Back then, I remember tears in my eyes. I was so happy, so moved for you. If a bit fearful. A loving relationship between the two of you was, in the 1970s, in Lawrence, Kansas, a criminal act. Thank goodness love endures, even if the mysteriousness and the uncertainties and the crazy-making times happen. Love endures against all odds. So here we are again, the three of us, like the three musketeers, caught up in another time out of time. This one made fuller by witnesses and deepened by the years that you have already shared. Thanks be to God and the Spirit of all life for all that has gone before and for all that is yet to come. Today we celebrate as the two of you stand ready to claim your right to marry. There is great joy here as we gather to hear your promises and to offer our support. We gather to lift up not only the love of the two of you and what you share, but to live up the joy of humans finding and loving one another. The gifts of such love are here in our midst today, around this circle of fellowship, in the marriages we see here, in the children, in in the deep friendships that we share, in the caring for one another, because we humans choose to live in meaningful relationships with one another. So as your declaration of your love today, the two of you, Michael and Charles, have invited us, all of us, here today so that we might be witnesses to your vows. Not yet. Oh, glasses. This is the best rehearsal I've ever had. You have invited us here today so that we might be witnesses to your vows, witnesses to your time of coveting with each other. So now I ask each of you to affirm your willingness to enter this covenant of marriage, to share all the joys and the sorrows and whatever the future may hold. So, Michael, do you promise to love Charles faithfully as long as you both shall live? If you do, please say, I will.
I will.
Charles, do you promise to love Michael faithfully as long as you both shall live? If so, please say, I will.
I will.
And to all of you gathered here, do you offer your prayerful blessing and support for this marriage? If so, will you say, I do?
I do.
That's a good, sturdy foundation for a marriage. Will you pray with me? O Holy One, hear us as these two and all of us speak our pledges of love, blessings, and support for this marriage. May this couple bear witness to the reality of love, which we witness and celebrate today. May their and our love continue to grow and enfold us and all of life. Amen. Now we're going to sit and have some music from Jesse. Thank you, Jesse.
The moon, but you know I can barely give you the stars. I'd say it's forever, baby, but I think that's going too far. I swear by the light in your eyes that I will never hurt you again. I tell you all the secrets I hide, but I wouldn't know where to begin. This is my promise. This is my vow. I tell you I love you, but I don't think I know how. This is my promise. This is my vow. I've never been here before, but I know I can't back down now. I've never felt so alive, but it scares me to death somehow. So give me some time to adjust, 'cause it still seems so unclear. But swear that when I come around, you'll still be here. Whisper I love you into your ear when I think you're asleep. I can see the tears in your eyes when I ask you to marry me. And as you walk down the aisle, you take away my breath. I will stand before God as I vow to honor you till death. Promise the moon, but I'd rather give you the stars. I know it's forever, baby. I hope that's not going too far.
Because you asked me to make a meditation about marriage, to invite the two of you to think about and remember that marriage carries a variety of kinds of authority. The word authority carries a variety of kinds of meanings and messages. It suggests power, even power over someone else or whatever. But the power of others to curtail the ways in which we might feel called forward in our own lives. However, what I want us to think about today is that the word authority carries deeper meanings, suggesting wisdom and authenticity and potency and commissioning and legitimacy and, yes, being empowered. What kinds of authority might we think about as we begin thinking about the context of your marriage? An obvious beginning point today is to speak about the authority of the state as regards marriage. And I don't have to tell these folks. They live here. They know. Last fall, the three of us stood on a beautiful grassy lawn in the state of California. Because there, the state gives authority to the fact of your love and to the possibility of your legally binding commitment, unlike the state of Kansas, where we stand today in a confrontation with that authority. Kansas is your home, and yet the state does not affirm your marriage. The authority of a state conveys or withholds the right to marry whom you love, and in doing so, conveys or withholds your claim to all the privileges and responsibilities that are conveyed to a couple who chooses to create a family and have their personal union fully recognized. I believe it is a good thing when governments provide for the possibility and protection of the rights of individuals to create legal and meaningful relationships. When legislated with just and caring oversight, this authority might even help sustain lives lived in marriage. Your marriage ceremony back in California was filled with openness and celebration because we saw it as real. Here today, in our home state, I'm a Kansan as well, we might also think of fear of that confrontation and even violence that might surround a marriage ceremony for two gay men. And yet, here you are. Here are our friends. We're all here, filled with openness and joy and absolutely ready to celebrate. And as we join in this celebration, we're reminded that it is up to all of us to make sure a just authority of the state is created and protected across this land of ours, including the state of Kansas. There's also the authority that marriage carries within our families. You have families here. I've seen them at work. It's wonderful. In love with each other and you, too. When you step forward to marry, to publicly pledge your love and make your promises to each other, you bring and convey to one another the intermingling of your lives, of each other's extended family networks, whether those individuals recognize it or not. They and you now may be bound in not only some legal, but emotional ways, new ways. Today, I invite you to see this as a good thing. For healthy individuals in healthy relationships create health both within the wider families and help to create a more healthy society. Remember, your marriage carries this new authority for you within your extended friends and family networks. I've also been thinking about the authority of the Spirit within the context of marriage. You told me, Michael, this morning over breakfast that the two of you had gone out to smoke the pipe.
Pipe ceremony, the peace pipe.
The peace pipe ceremony, right.
Not the other pipe.
Those are stories.
Native really. American ceremony.
Let's be clear about this.
Yes.
I don't know about the legalities of that in the state of Kansas. When we choose to marry, we invoke that which is divine, the holy, the great spirit, the bones of our ancestors, and we call forth our spirit-filled dreams of a life together, a life together rooted in faith and hope and justice and equality. There can be tremendous authority found within the workings of faith in your married life, an authority of grace. Grace, we met it this morning, and awe and mystery that comes when you trust and make yourselves vulnerable to one another. After all your years together, I hope that acknowledging the authority of the Spirit in your marriage now can perhaps add a new element, a certain grace that deepens and empowers and brings rebirth to your love day by day and year by year through the rough patches and the joy-filled moments that will surely come. Remember well, the Spirit resides within your marriage and can be called upon. I also have been thinking about the authority that passion brings to marriage. We know the joy that passion brings to our lives. Today, I want to acknowledge that within the height of your love for each other, there is also a quieter passion at work, extending the possibility that doubt and fear can be eased and loosened, thus releasing new energy to experience the mystery of love when two become one. What joy! What energy, what restfulness. Remember to celebrate the authority given to passion in your marriage, even when you do not feel it. Trust your marriage, trust your love, for love is that which remains within the warm coals when we bank the fire against the long night, trusting that tomorrow that same fire will light once again from the same source, the source being your love. So let your passion keep you warm across all the times to come. Now, I know you well enough to know that each of you knows the authority resident in your own life, your own work, your own vocation, in your own self-worth as an individual. And yet you have had years together to hone and test the mutuality of the authority you each bring to your partnership. Today, through your marriage, you add the authority of your public coupleness. The reality that 1 + 1 is really more than 2. Talk about a coming out. There can be tremendous authority in sharing fully who you are together, not only with each other, but with your colleagues and your constituencies, your neighbors, your friends, your families, maybe even the people who pass by on the highway, even if they do not choose to recognize or honor your marriage. Remember, the authority of your coupleness is yours regardless. The authority of marriage, your marriage, settles that issue for you. And finally, I want to claim that your marriage grants to you the authority of constancy. Your past is behind you. Your future lies out ahead of you, with the fact of your marriage providing the link between the two. I loved what you told me last fall, Michael, that you had put your engagement announcement and your marriage announcement in the paper saying, after 30 years of serious consideration, we... It's true. We are engaged and planning to marry. And I thought, today the authority of your marriage conveys to you a particular future, a certain kind of constancy. For as of today, those familiar words, from this day forward and forevermore, provide a bridge from all that has been and all that to all that will be. In some ways, nothing changes. You are two individuals, partners, lovers, who just also happen now to be married. However, now the two of you are carried forward by the words, from this day forward and forevermore. There is hope in the constancy of your marriage. I trust you will live the gift of your marriage creatively and boldly, both privately and publicly, and I know you will. And now we're going to have music. Thank you. good, a microphone for, I could have gone. And so we come to your vows. Michael and Charles, by your vows, which I invite you now to share, you unite yourselves in marriage. This covenant lifts up the fact that you are giving yourselves to each other in a new way, that you promise to love and sustain one another in your marriage from this day forward, in sickness and in health, in plenty and in want, in joy and in sorrow, as long as you both shall live. And so, would you now speak your marriage vows? And Charles, we've decided you are going first.
I vow.
Why don't you listen and I'll hold the mic.
I still vow to travel with you, to stop at the sign, to be wary of coasting, to stretch the frontiers of comfort, attempt new things, make unreasonable demands, to sugarcoat when sweetness is called for, to speak when it is not, to be with you, lovable or not, right or wrong, in all states of your humanity.
All right, and now Michael. He looks eager.
I promise, my dearest Charles, my sweetest sweetie.
Just speak through your tears, that's fine. I'll hear you, yeah.
To keep on promising that when we are lost, I will walk with you in the dark, hand in hand, until we find our way home. I will carry the best of our past forward as we continue to search for what is more true, what holds more light, what holds us into the center of creation. I promise to do my best to love you with this breath, knowing that our love challenges and inspires us to reveal and share what is sacred. I promise to see you in you the divine, all that opens the holy, to hear what calls me to be true to myself and all of life. I promise to dance with you in the meadow under the blaze of stars. I make this promise with all my heart and soul. I make them to you.
Charles and Michael, be merciful in all your ways, kind in heart and humble in mind. Accept life. Be patient with one another. Forgive freely as you are also forgiven. Cherish each other. Let love and peace rule in your hearts. And never forget to be thankful for all of life. Live with strength and courage the love you openly claim. Join together. Let no one separate you from each other and from your love. And so now, by the authority vested in your love, those of us standing here with you as witnesses to that love, from this day forward, we recognize you as married in the sight of all that is holy. May all the ancestors join in the dance. And now, may the Spirit that watches over all of us bless you and all of us, and keep you and all of us. May that same spirit establish in all our homes peace and steadfast love. Thank you for leading the way today. And let all the people say, amen.
Amen.
Now, we get to have a kiss. Going to let them process, and everyone is invited to the feast and the dance. So we'll let them go first, followed by the family. Yes. Thank you.
want to thank you for that marvelous music. Great, great. Do you pay for some? You do. Okay. Well, you're wonderful.